This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More than 30 million people in this country work from home, at least part-time. That number is growing, in part because of the perceived benefits, among which are that home office workers get to spend more time with their families. That's true to some degree, but when push comes to shove and your project is due and the boss is on the other end of the phone, they really have to get creative about getting some space. Alex Schmidt has that story.
Okay.
It's a Friday afternoon in Los Angeles. Author and screenwriter Jessica Cousette Edding is sitting in her home office, emailing with her publishing company about her new young adult novel. It's an unusually quiet moment. Edding has two sons, ages 3 and 1. Right now, they're on a walk with the babysitter.
I kind of know they're about to walk in, so I'm trying to do a few things that are a little bit less concentration heavy because I know I'm going to be jolted in a few minutes.
Edding's office is in a nook in her bedroom. She has a bathroom in here, and she stocks a full supply of water, coffee, and snacks.
Because if I am thirsty and I have to leave my office for a glass of water in the kitchen, that could inevitably mean I run into the kids and the nanny, and then it's mommy sit with me for lunch.
No sooner does she focus on her task when...
Mommy?
Yes?
Mommy, come.
Okay, can I have a second? I need to get one.
But all this hiding and dealing with interruptions can take its toll. Edding plans to build a more detached office. She says it could cost upwards of $25,000. It's enough to make you doubt the joys of spending the day in PJs.
Working from home can be wonderful. It often isn't because people don't think through well enough what they need to do to make it work.
Stu Friedman directs the University of Pennsylvania's Work-Life Integration Project. He says people switch back and forth frequently between work role and family role when they have a home office. That can be confusing for younger kids or even a spouse, so signals are key. It may seem simple, but Friedman's solution is to put signs on the door.
Red means do not enter. Mommy is in, doing something that cannot be disturbed. Yellow means you can knock. And green means you can come on in.
More and more people are dealing with the challenges of living and working at home. Friedman thinks that houses of the future may be built to suit both uses. For now, there's a niche industry altering the houses of yesterday.
Today, we'll be extending this floating wall system once we've torn out the old drywall.
John Granahan's construction company specializes in high-end soundproofing. He's putting in several layers of insulating materials above the ceiling in the office of this Laguna Beach condo. Companies like his have seen an increase in demand for soundproofing home offices, 50% between last year and the year before.
I am very blessed to have found something so rewarding. People tell me I've changed their lives. I have a sign that I like to hang out, love your neighbor again.
That includes the little neighbor who lives in the bunk bed down the hall. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.